In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q-Code presents A Burned Photo, created by Nicole Esposito.
It worked! The ritual worked! You have to answer my questions!
I am not beholden to you, foolish girl!
What are you?
I'm Yashina! I had no name!
Stop! Stop right now!
Where did you come from?
The space between worlds! Stop it!
You can't kill me! Or Benjamin! Can you?
No!
And why are you doing this then?
Because I must! I need you to submit! I need your offering!
What do you want from me? What do you need me to give to you?
Blood.
For what? What do you need my blood for?
I tried to make you happy, Felicia.
Answer me.
I made this place.
You have to tell the truth. You're within the sigil.
It's the truth, Felicia. You took those pills and I saved you. I made you this place. I made sure Benjamin was safe.
Safe? He was safe with Chantal, and you abducted him. So God help you if you did anything to her or to Ava. I
just wanted you to be happy. I even saved that stupid girl you liked so much.
Kira. Where is she?
She's safe in your house. She fell when I came, and she cut herself on the broken rock. She would have died, but I saved her, and I did it for you.
And you thought that would convince me to give you my blood? You won't even tell me what you need it for.
To live. Just to live. That's what I want to do, Felicia. Live.
If you want me to be happy, then bring me my son and let me go.
No! You're mine, Felicia! You're both mine! If you don't give me what I need, I'll make sure he will.
No, you won't touch him.
No, I won't. I'll raise him. I'll be kind to him. I'll love him. He'll forget you in time, and I'll be his family, and he will love me. So much when I ask for his blood, you'll give it to me. Then you will burn.
Stop it.
If you don't like the home I built for you, maybe you'll like the one that I built for me.
Mama!
Benjamin?
Bye, Felicia.
Hey! Stop!
Say hello to the children for me.
No, Ari! Ari, stop! Stop!
Yeah.
Benjamin? Artie?
It's too late.
Zoe. Zoe, what happened to you?
He punished me.
Where are we?
The Grey Room. And if you're here, it means we failed.
My God. It wasn't Dr. Joachim.
This is all real?
Yes, it's real. But Alphonse left some parts out. Maybe he didn't want to scare his grandson-in-law. Maybe he still wasn't so sure himself. But you and I both know he slipped and slid right around the unleashing of Cassius Yoshino.
Yoshino. That's what he is. He's a Yoshino.
In some traditions, knowing a being's name grants you power over it.
I don't feel powerful.
That's because you aren't. None of us are. For years, Alphonse refused to believe that Cash had successfully summoned his Yoshino. He was sure that what Cash asked for was revenge, and each time one of those four men died, there was always an explanation. Luther Woods rode off to fight for the Confederacy and never returned. Harding was thrown off from his horse, broke his neck. Both perfectly normal incidents, nothing suspicious about them. Then Samuel Chamberlain's child was abducted, and his manor burned to the ground with Chamberlain and his family inside. Alphonse should have seen it then, but he still believed in Cash, and house fires weren't uncommon in those days. Then Irving Barrington's house burned down too.
And that was too much of a coincidence to ignore.
It wasn't that the house burned. It was that Irving Barrington survived. He lingered for 13 days, screaming in pain, ranting about the Leviathan with 100 mouths. Alphonse knew then, and he cried. Irving Barrington was an awful, wicked, cruel man, but...
But he didn't die alone.
His children, grandchildren, friends, servants, whose only crime was proximity. Alphonse cried for Cash too. The kind man turned cold by the cruelty of men. But then he sighed relief. The deaths of Cash and his family had been avenged. The Yoshino's job was done and it would soon vanish into the ether.
He thought it was over.
In 1914, John Harding and his family were wiped out in a fire. John Harding. Not his father, Robert. He wasn't even alive for his father's crimes against Cash. He bore no culpability. But he burned anyway. His children burned, and Alphonse then realized the cruel, sadistic nature of Cash's final wish.
It wasn't just revenge against the men. It was revenge against their entire bloodline.
It would take from them what they took from Cash. Their families, their name, their legacy. And it would not stop until their bloodline was drained from the planet.
My blood.
Alphonse dictated a letter to his dying wife, Susie. It was addressed to Jacob Abraham, Cash's only surviving child. And he told him about a creature of pure violence that lurked in this world. A creature that was animated by the blood in Jacob's veins, that would kill again and again. He told him one day the creature would come to him and ask for one more blood gift. And it was imperative Jacob never give it.
How do you know all this?
Because this is Alphonse's letter. Perla Maria's mother brought it from Cuba.
Amparo. Why did Perla have it?
That's where Jacob Abraham settled. He learned Spanish and changed his name to Joaquin Ibrahim. A local bureaucrat transcribed the name wrong as Joaquin
Ibanez. Felicia's not a descendant of the Natchez families. She's a descendant of the man who cursed them.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Benjamin! Bring my son back, you coward!
He can't hear you. It's over.
No, I'm his mother. I'm never gonna stop fighting for him.
Which is admirable, Felicia. But Zoe's right. If he's locked you here, then there's nothing else to be done.
You stay the hell away from me.
I'm not him, Felicia.
And how do I know that's not just what he told you to say?
Do we look like we want to be here?
You look like the monsters who tormented me my entire life. So forgive me if I'm a little slow to trust.
We're not the monsters, Felicia.
We were rooting for you. We thought you could do it, and now it's over.
Are you blaming me right now? I have been terrified of all of you for literally decades, and my son is up there somewhere, and you think it's my fault. Fine. Benjamin! Benjamin! Oh, Benjamin, I'm here. Baby, baby, tell me where you are. Tell me. Ezekiel?
I just want it to be over. I don't want to hurt anymore. I thought you were going to save us. Zoe said you could.
What?
I'm sorry, Ezekiel. I was wrong.
I'm so tired. Why can't you just let me go? Why can't you just let me die?
Ezekiel, it's okay. We're here.
I don't want this anymore.
I know. None of us do.
Still think we're the monsters?
Is there a way to reverse it?
A blood ritual is nearly impossible to counteract.
Okay, so what do we do? Negotiate?
Oh, Yashino's an insurmountable force of nature. You can't negotiate with a force of nature.
Then what do we do?
We contain it.
How the hell do we do that?
I don't think a Yashino is a mindless killing machine. It only wants what it was created to want. Dr. Joachim summoned a Yashino of his own to rebuild his greenhouse. And so it craved earth, flora, living things.
And Cash's Yashino wants dying things. Revenge, violence, murder.
Carnal fear, bodies piled upon bodies, massive displays of might and mercilessness, the screams of victims torn apart beneath his claws. And I think this Yashino is smarter than its sibling. Savvier, or maybe just more human. And its more human feature is that it wants to live, to continue to exist.
That's why he won't kill me yet. As long as there are Barringtons and Chamberlains and Woods and Hardings to kill, he gets to hang around. He wants them to reproduce. We're like a factory for him.
But all good things must end. At some point, the Yashino killed too many too fast. Drunk on the thrill of the hunt, it failed to leave enough survivors to produce a continuous stream of fresh victims. Now there's only one left.
Me.
You're the last direct, legitimate descendant of Irving Barrington, Robert Harding, Samuel Chamberlain, or Luther Woods. The last one who bears the family name.
Is that why my father tried to kill us all? To stop the bloodline.
The way Maria told it,
Your father found her on his search for anyone related to Shane Ibanez. She was the only relative who would meet with him.
And she told him everything you just told me. Did she tell him to kill himself and his children?
Fine. So I'll end it. Tomorrow, I'll schedule a hysterectomy. No more Barringtons for him to kill, and the Yoshino and I can stare each other down till the end of time.
Would you be willing to do that?
To kill 10 Mitador? Absolutely.
What did you call it?
10 Mitador?
Where did you hear that?
It's what he calls himself. I heard him saying it when I was in the Grey Room.
He knows.
Knows what?
To summon this Yoshino, you need blood. In this case, from Cash's bloodline and the summoning chant. The specific incantation. That's not his name. That's his chant. Dr. Joachim's Yoshino died with him because he was the only one who knew the summoning chant. But if this one knows the words...
It can summon itself a third time with Felicia's blood. He can have his own body. He can have the body of a god on Earth. He can do whatever horrible things he wants. What do we do?
We need some tea.
Hey. There's Michael.
Mom? Wait, is that you or is it me again?
Does it matter?
I guess not. I failed Benjamin. I failed all these kids.
No, who said anything about failure?
They did. They all did.
Oh. Okay, and you trust a group of children who've been imprisoned for decades? Some of them, centuries. Over your own intuition?
I don't know what to do.
Baby, look at what you've done.
Well, what have I done? I mean, I let that thing control me. I let it torture me, and I lost my baby.
You survived. And you haven't lost anything yet. 10 minutes ago, you were a grizzly bear threatening a supernatural being, calling it a coward. Where'd she go? I liked her.
Yeah, I liked her too, Mom. I like being her, but I'm living in reality, and reality, I'm helpless.
Well, do you really believe that, Felicia? And maybe you are.
Okay, that's it? That's all you've got to say to me? Well, look at yourself, Mom. You abandoned me. You left me all alone with this thing breathing down my neck. You were my role model.
And I was weak. I hurt you, baby. You don't understand. Losing a child is... The pain is unimaginable. It sucks you in like a whirlpool. And you got two choices. You either swim or you drown. And for you, I tried to swim. I swam like crazy. And because of you, I thought I could do it. And then the thing came back and I couldn't protect you. I couldn't face my own helplessness, so I drowned. And I let you drown too.
No. You didn't let me drown.
I did. No, I did. In fear. You believe you're weak because I let you believe it. But honey, I am telling you, you are stronger than you know. And I know you are not gonna give up. No, you are gonna turn around and you are gonna be the woman that I couldn't. I love you so much, sweetheart.
I love you too, Mom. Mom? know you can hear me. Yeah? I know you're here. Come on! Show your face! Come at me!
What are you
Come
doing?
On!
You're gonna bring him back. He's gonna punish us.
He's not gonna hurt anyone anymore. You hear that? Huh?
Felicia,
you
please.
You hear me?
You don't know what you're doing.
I know exactly what I'm doing. Are you afraid to face me? Yeah?
He's not just gonna come when you call him.
A knife?
He wants blood? Let's give him some blood. Come on, show yourself!
Mama!
Yes, baby, I can hear you. I'm gonna keep shouting. Come on, I will find you. Where are you, baby?
I'm right here, Felicia.
Where's my son?
I told you he's safe. I can't hurt him, you know that.
Show me then. Let me see him.
Why would I lie, Felicia? You know everything about me already.
Why do you need blood?
I need a body.
You have 7 of them from the looks of it.
Those are all stolen. I need my own. When I have my own body, I won't be bound to my father's wishes anymore.
You can't have blood unless it's given freely. You learned that with Shane, didn't you?
That wasn't supposed to happen. I asked him. I was polite, but he wouldn't give it to me.
And what about my father? Did you ask him nicely?
I was angry. He wasn't supposed to die. None of you were supposed to die.
You want to earn my trust? Let the children go.
What?
I'll give you what you want. You have a new body. You don't need them anymore, right? So let them go. You punish them enough.
No one is punished enough.
Who hurt you?
No one can hurt me.
That's what you think. But there's something under your anger, and your violence, and your fear. There's pain, isn't there? I know it because I feel it too.
You think we're the same?
And I think you like to wear masks.
How about your mask, Felicia? You're angry too. Angry at your mother who abandoned you. You're angry at the man who ran your husband down like he was trash. He took Benjamin's father. He left you all alone. I was there that night. Did you know that? If you want, I can tell you who it was.
Is that supposed to convince me?
Your hands are shaking, Felicia. Is that fear? Yours is so tasty. Maybe I will be patient. I'll wait until you die. And then everything I've done to you, I'll do to Benjamin.
Stop! Let the others go. And you leave my Benjamin alone. Forever? You can have mine.
Say it.
You can have my blood.
Felicia!
What's happening? Wait! Where are we?
You're home, Felicia. In the woods behind your house. You always were.
Where's Benjamin?
He's with Aunt Chantal. You dropped him off last night, remember?
He was crying. I heard him. You said you took him.
I never said that. I only told you he was safe. You're the one that decided I took him.
We were never in the gray room. We were never anywhere. You made me see it. Made me believe it.
You couldn't live in the gray room, silly. Only my puppets can live in there. But I did a good job, didn't I? You really believed it.
You lied to me.
I answered every question you asked.
Go on. Call me a liar all you want, but remember what you agreed to.
You manipulated me. Gaslit me.
Sticks and stones.
Now give me what you promised.
I'm not giving you anything.
Fine!
We're back to the beginning. You and I will be locked in this stalemate. Until you die. Until Benjamin, until he dies. And his children, and their children. You all have to be as strong as you are every day of your lives.
I only need to be strong once. Is that the life you want for your child?
All I want is a taste of your blood.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Here, it's chamomile.
Ugh, I hate chamomile.
It'll relax you, and you can't think if you're stressed.
Fine. You know, I was thinking... Your theory, it's got some holes in it.
Is that so?
Yeah, I mean, if all Tenmeador needs to perform his own summoning and make himself a mighty death god is blood from a member of Felicia's family, what's the holdup? And he killed Shane. He killed James. He clearly had access to their blood.
It needs to be given freely.
Well, there we go. Felicia's never gonna do that, so problem solved.
Drink your tea.
Wait, you think she would?
I think there is no limit to what lengths the Yashina will go to.
You don't know Felicia.
No, I don't, but I know the creature.
You know the stories.
I know the history. I'm sorry. Maybe you're right. Maybe Felicia is strong.
She is.
I hope you're right. Drink your tea.
You said this is chamomile?
Yes.
It smells like almonds.
It's fine.
You know, I don't actually think I'm very thirsty.
It'll calm you down.
I am calm.
Drink it.
What did you put in it? Amparo.
This has to end. The bloodline has to end.
Amparo!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry it has to be this way. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The Burn Photo stars Charmaine Bingwa as Felicia Cox, Catherine McNamara as Kira Barrington, Luke Speakman as Artie Chamberlain, Eliza Pryor as Zoe Barrington, Omara Marrero as Amparo, Austin Kane as Robbie Harding, Justin Reed as Ezekiel, Ellen Rowe as Bonnie Ibanez, with additional performances by Jen Wong, Drew Bryant, Sloane Summers, Porter Fasulo, Samantha Dudge, created by Nicole Esposito, written by Nicole Esposito and Jeremy Novick, directed by Jeremy Novick, executive produced by Roy Lee, Angus McClune, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, Michelle Zarati, Charmaine Bingwa, and Nicole Esposito. Co-executive producer, Jeremy Novick. Produced by Shenyin Hiyu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, Brian Kesley. Assistant music editor, David Tatasciore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by The Audio Hive, Jose Varon and Jeffrey Kanick. Mixed by Lamps Lampagina. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting directors, Chelsea Block, Marisol Roncalli, and Mayank Batter at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley and Omar Barahona. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Neronia. Production coordinator, Brendan Weisner and Bailey Grayson. Production assistant, Nathan Yan and Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Liefkowitz and Owen Painter. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Burn Photo is a Vertigo Entertainment and Q-Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.